Hi, it's Germination editor Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to the Germination Podcast. I'm here in Montreal at the 2018 Canadian Seed Trade Association annual meeting, and I sat down with Executive Director Dave Carey this morning to get a little status update, to get his take on where the Canadian seed trade is right now and where it's going, especially now that the Seed Synergy project is ramping up. Here's that interview. I wanted to discuss your opening remarks here at the 2018 CSTA annual meeting. You opened talking about the Barton Report and some export targets as laid out in budget 2017-18 and why they're important. Can you give us a little bit of insight into why this is so significant for the seed trade here in Canada and what it ultimately means?
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. So I think we get asked a lot about when it comes to seed synergy is what's the rush? Why is there such an emphasis on having a white paper ready this fall? And I think it is. There's a number of government moving parts, and we really have a really unique opportunity. Dominic Barton and the Economic Advisory Council highlighted agriculture in a way we've never really seen before and provided recommendations to the federal government. And one of those recommendations was specific to agriculture and increasing our exports. So the 2017 federal budget highlighted agriculture in a way that we've never seen before in modern agriculture, in modern Canadian politics, rather. We saw an emphasis put on agriculture being a key driver of the 21st economy, and with that became ambitious but achievable export targets of increasing our ag exports to $75 billion a year by 2025, which is a $25 billion increase over our current. I think to do that, it was recognized you need a whole-of-government approach, I think the way seed fits into that is we're the start of it all. There's no more land to cultivate, really. It's about getting increased yields, with less inputs and by delivering better results. So that sort of dovetails nicely with the CFIA's seed modernization plans to sort of have to go to a first consultation when Canada Gazette won in the winter of 2020, early 2020. So all these things are happening at once as Seed Synergy's meeting and our members are being engaged. And then the Treasury Board Secretariat, as a central agency, also just recently announced a regulatory review. And I'm very pleased by that because I think it really shows the whole of government approach. And Treasury Board is bringing together Ag Canada and CFIA under their and Department of Fisheries and Oceans under an agriculture and aquaculture review, as well as health and biosciences. And that would impact the plant with novel traits and biotech approvals. So we've got this rare opportunity where, well, the seed regulations are being modernized, and that's a great. We also have Treasury Board looking at agriculture in a way that Treasury Board never really has before. And I think we've seen Treasury Board can have a major impact on our industry. It was a Treasury Board decision to privatize seed crop inspection back in 2011, and then we took 2 years as an industry to create that. So really the time is now, and a lot of these sort of things are starting to consultations to begin this fall or this winter. And as we just look at governments and election cycles, we really need to make the case for why this is important to move that forward. And to do that, the Seed Synergy Partners, we need to land on policies and clearly know where we want to go.
This coming Wednesday is a special Seed Synergy session where there's going to be an update given on how the process is going, designing a next generation seed regulatory system for the country. Can you give us a little sneak preview as far as CSTA is concerned, where things are at with that and what we can expect to hear?
Sure. So our board met for the full day Saturday, and our board's very supportive of the direction of Seed Synergy. I think that what we're going to expect is when we met last year at our 94th annual meeting and had the similar session with the Canadian seed growers on behalf of all six partners, a lot of them are high-level ideas, and a lot of them were, we'll be back with more details, there's a green paper coming, it was a very much a vision sort of document that we had. We spent a lot of time in the past 12 months adding the details there. So I think you're going to see is that in some of the major areas, we do have sort of growing areas of consensus, and these aren't ideas anymore, these are becoming policy positions, with the caveat that the boards have to weigh in on those things. But when it comes to value creation and cereals, I think we have a pretty solid idea of what our position is going to be. Plant breeding innovation, under the research and development umbrella of Seed Synergy, but a tiered risk assessment, risk commensurate with regulate commensurate with risk, and provide clarity to when a group would be regulated. In some other areas that, that they're maybe not quite as fleshed out yet, but we want to get a signals check from the members. But I think what we're getting closer to is these aren't ideas anymore. These are positions. And so that is a nuance that's important. This isn't a high-level idea that we should, you know, we're thinking this is a good idea. We're kind of saying this is what that idea, this is how we think we should present it. And I think there's also going to be a good conversation around governance and structure. For a long time, we said forum follows function. And I think last fall, out of CSTA's facilitated semi-annual meeting in Calgary, in November, our board sort of indicated that, yeah, forum follows function, but there is a point where a function also indicates, a forum also indicates the function. So I think as we see the seed industry constantly changing, the players, mergers and acquisitions, partnerships, new ventures, that as a seed synergy partners, we need to take that to heart as well. So I'm expecting that, that we'll get a good feedback from the members on what they think of the structure proposal that the Oversight Committee has recommended to the boards for consideration, which would be five organizations merging with a formal memorandum of understanding with CropLife based on CSTA's current MOU with CropLife. So I think that's going to generate some good feedback. Between CSJ and CST alone, we have 200 years of history. So a lot of people can get nostalgic for organizations, but I think it's incumbent on us to move the needle forward.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much, Mark.